So let's review. The Zog the Mishnah, Bakol Kaisvim, Bedyoi, Besam, Besuko, Bakaimus, Ubakankante, Ubachol Dava Shushal Kayama. A get may be written with ink, other pigments, or anything that will last. However, Ink Kaisvim Loibe Mashkin, Veloibe May Pears, Veloibachol Dava Sheinem Eskayim. A get may not be written with other liquids, fruit juices, or anything that will not last. The Gemara first introduces an issue of Hilchas Shabbos as it relates to our Mishnah as an introduction to the ensuing discussion. As the Mishnah Masechtas Shabbos of Ayin Gimel states, HaKaisiv Shtei Oisius Chayiv, if one writes two letters on Shabbos, he is liable for Melechas Kaisiv. VaHamoichik Amanas Lichtav Shtei Oisius Chayiv, and if one erases two letters with the intention of rewriting two letters on that area, he is liable for Melechas Moichik. The Gemara now says, HaMavir Diyoy Agabi Sikr B'Shabbos, if a person wrote two letters with diyoy, a better ink, over two letters previously written with sikra, an inferior ink, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish to Amr Tavayu, Chayiv Shtayim, Achas Mishum Kaisiv, V'Achas Mishum Moichik. He's liable for two malachas. He's liable for Kaisiv, writing, because the top letters enhance the script, and he's liable for Moichik, erasing, because the bottom letters were thereby erased with the intention that the top letters be seen. Diyoy Agabi Diyoy, Sikra Agabi Sikra Potter. If he wrote with diyoy over diyoy, or with sikra over sikra, he's pater because, as Rashi explains, harehu kibetchila. It's the same as before, he did not enhance or erase anything. However, sikra al gabe diyoy, if he wrote with sikra over diyoy, amri lo chayiv, moichiku. Some say that he's liable for moichik because the bottom letters were erased with the intention that the top letters be seen. But he is not liable for kaisiv because, as Rashi explains, shemetchila hayiksav hogun me'ata. The top letters do not enhance since the bottom letters were better. Amri lo pater mekalkelhu, while others say that he is not liable for moichik either because the top letters are inferior and are considered mekalkel, a destructive act, and since he has no intentions to write other letters, it is moichik shaloi amanas lichtev. Now, regarding eidim she'ein yoidim lachtoim, witnesses who do not know how to write, how do they sign the get? Rish Lakish assumed that a practical solution would be she'ichtivu lehem b'sikra v'yachtemu. Their names would first be written on the get by someone else with sikra, and the eidim would then trace these letters with diyoy. Their chasima would be valid because, as regarding Hilchas Shabbos, ksav elyon ksav, the top letters are considered a ksav, while the bottom letters are considered erased. However, Yechonon rejected this solution because mepnei she'onu medamen nasa maisa, as Rashi explains, that which is considered a ksav for Shabbos is only a chumra, a stringency, and we cannot apply this to get where this will be a kula, a leniency. The Gemara goes on to discuss four other solutions for Eidim Shein Ein Yoidim Lachtoim. Rav says, Mekar Lehem Niyar Chalak, U'mamalim Esakaroyim Diyoy. Their names are etched into the paper and the Eidim then fill the grooves with ink. Shmuel says, Ba'avar. Their names are first marked with lead and the Eidim then trace these letters with Diyoy because Avar is not Iksav. Similarly, a get that is written with Avar is Pasal. However, their names may not first be written the Maya de Avra, with water that contains dissolved pieces of lead, because this is a ksav, and it would not be considered their signature. Similarly, a get that is written with Maya de Avra is kosher. Rebbe Vav says, B'mei Milin. Their names are first written with water that contains pieces of afatzim, and the Eidim then trace these letters with Diyoy. However, the Gemara explains that Mei Milin is only not considered a ksav when the afetz. The parchment was already treated with afatzim, and as Rashi explains, the words are not noticeable, since the color is similar to the cloth. However, their names may not first be written with Mei Milin if it was Loi Ofitz. The parchment was not treated with Avatzim, because then Mei Milin is Iksav. The same distinction would be made regarding a get written with Mei Milin. If the cloth is Ofitz, it's Pasul. If the cloth is Loi Ofitz, it's Kasher. Rav Papa says, Bereik. The names are first written with saliva, which is certainly not iksav, and the Eidim then trace these letters with diyoy. However, regarding other shtaros, the Gemara cites a braisa in which there is a machlekes regarding this matter. The Tanna Kamma says, Eidim she'ein yoidim likrois karin lefneim v'chaismin. For witnesses who cannot read, the shtar is read to them and they sign their names. V'she'ein yoidim lachtaim, and for witnesses who cannot write, mekarin lehen yor chalak umamalin es hakaram diyoy. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel disagrees and says, "Bamed dvar mamur megiti nashim." These solutions are for gittin only. Avol shechru avadim b'shar kol hashtaris im yoidim likris v'lachtoim chaismin v'mlav ein chaismin. However, regarding other shtaris, only witnesses who can both read and write may sign. Otherwise, they may not sign, because the Chacham were lenient for a get only, because Shalayu Banais Yisrael Agunais, as Rashi explains, Shalay Mashkechina Sahadi Beki, or Betech Kach Yefarish Deliyam, Ayomos Tizakik Liyavim. If Bezin does not find literate Eidim promptly, the husband may soon travel abroad, and his wife may become Anaguna, or he may die, and she will be bound for Yibum. The Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Nosen lo nyor chalak v'amala hareze gitech migurashes. If a person gave his wife what appeared to be a blank piece of paper that was not treated with hafatzim and told her, this is your get, she is divorced, because cheshin ha-shemet b'mei milin kasag. It's possible that he wrote it with mei milin and it's not visible. As the Gemara explains, debat kinen le b'mei dinara, ipolit polit v'loi polit lav klumhu. The paper is treated and tested with a certain dye. If the writing appears, it is a valid get. However, she is only suffic migureshes, possibly divorced, because we do not know whether the writing was visible at the time the get was given. Therefore, she obviously requires another get, and as Rashi writes, ve'emes asur l'koyin v'chiletzes b'loy misyabemes to suffic grushahi. If her husband dies before giving another get, she may not marry a koyin, or if he left no children, she must perform chalitza, but may not perform yibum. Ve'eloy palet lav klumu. But if after testing the writing does not appear, it's definitely not a valid get. She's not divorced at all, and she may marry a kohen and perform yibum. The Gemara cites another case in which there is doubt about the get. Harei zegitoich v'nat lase b'zor kos layam oylochol dover ha'avid. A man gave his wife a document and said, "This is your get," and she immediately destroyed it. V'chazav amar shtar pasim hu shtar manuhu. He then retracted and said, "This was not a get, but a shtar written for a potential loan." Megureshes, she's certainly divorced. The Gemara explains that in this case, she's vade megureshes, because the ikuk saf. His first statement that it's a get is accepted, because there certainly was visible writing on it. However, in the previous case of nir chalak, she's merely suffing megureshes, because the lekuk saf. His statement of a reza gitach is not accepted, because there was no visible writing.